Right now, there's a search going on to build the world's greatest cyber choir, a massed chorus that will never meet, but still sing in 15-part harmony, thanks to a project from the composer Eric Whittaker. This is the third time Whittaker has assembled a virtual choir, but this is his most ambitious yet. And if you don't want to know how your favourite classical sausage is made, you may find the following report disturbing, because even with non-virtual performance, Whittaker explains, studio wizardry rules when recording Mahler or Mozart.
I received an email from a friend saying, you've got to see this. And it was a link to a YouTube video. A young girl, 17 years old, singing the top line, the soprano line, to an a cappella choral work I'd written called Sleep. She looked right into the camera. It was a fan video. And she said, hi, Mr. Whittaker, I'm a big fan. And then she sang this for me. And it occurred to me in that moment, if I could somehow get 50 people, say, from all over the world to do the same thing, sing their part, soprano, alto, tenor, and bass, then all sing them at the same tempo, if somehow we could start the videos all at the same time, no matter when they were recorded, it would have to sound like a choir, right? So I posted on my blog, okay, here's what we're going to do. Then I uploaded a conductor's video of myself in complete silence so that we'd all be singing at the same tempo. Afterwards, I put a little piano accompaniment underneath it to make sure everyone was singing in the same key. And then people from all over the world started uploading their videos. And it worked. It sounded like music. It was magical. For 70 years, we've been doing it in this very artificial way when we go into a recording studio. Since the invention of the multitrack, now it's quite commonplace to have the drummer go in and lay down the drums, then the bass, then the vocalist. Then you can even take all of those performances, cut them up, auto-tune them.
But that tends to happen more in the area of popular music, and you operate in what we call serious music, where that's almost frowned upon.
Yes, it's true. In concert music, there still seems to be this idea that it's a live performance that's being captured. But I can tell you from being involved in a number of recordings now with serious music that it never happens that way anymore. Long gone are the days where the London Symphony Orchestra, they push record, and then 20 minutes later they come out with a movement of Mahler. It simply doesn't work that way. You take piece by piece, and then they're tempo matched, and they're stitched together in a way that resembles nothing like an actual performance, start to beginning. And this is simply the way you do a modern recording.
You're saying there's no Santa Claus?
Yeah. If you're listening to a recording that's been made in the past 20 years, and it's not a live performance, I personally would be astonished if there's not some editing that's been done to it. First time I've started realizing why it is church music was written the way that it was written. Part of it is hugely pragmatic. You're in these massive reverberant spaces and you can really barely hear each other. And so it makes a lot of sense to have slow, contemplative music. And also it's lucky for us because it creates such an atmosphere, a twilight feeling amongst the listener. Latin is a terrific language to sing in because it uses pure vowels, and most people around the world have those vowels in their vocabulary. English is not the case, so many people struggle with the English vowels. Rhythmic motives in the music are extraordinarily difficult to line up. You can imagine even just having three or four people trying to do it, but when you have 2,000 or with virtual choir 3, which God knows we may have 3,000 or 4,000 singers by the time it's all done, to even get a simple da 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 da, even that, with all of those people singing it at different times, different places all over the world, extraordinarily difficult. With a physical choir, everything is about the breath and the ensemble in the moment. There's no power like having 150 people together in a room, and you give the upbeat, and there's that opening breath, and everyone sings at the same time. It's just this shared intention that is, it's indescribable. And it's the reason, I think, that we all come together to sing, that feeling of community. And that's part of the magic of it, that you have the most ancient of instruments, the voice, singing together using the most cutting edge of technologies right now. What it is, it's a group of people coming together and communing with only their bodies and a shared intention. That first breath that everyone takes is so exhilarating. And then to sing in unison or to sing in harmony or counterpoint with each other, using only the instrument that is within you, I think it's the most human thing we can do.